Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, everybody? Dope as Yoli here. Hope you're having a dope ass day. Welcome back to the Dope as Usual podcast. Today is a little different. This is the first installment of remastered, redone story times. So basically, for the past 3 years, we're on season three now. For the past 3 years, I've been doing something called story time on my Dope as Yoli channel. That's my normal YouTube. That's where most of you probably came from. And if you're not and you're a new fan, welcome either way. Thank you so much. So I do these things called story times. I basically just tell stories of things that happened in my life. I did not think they'd get so popular. We're probably, 25, 30 million views on all the story times, which is, to me, is just unbelievable that people like to listen to me talk. Because, you know, you're like, oh, I hate the sound of my own voice sometimes. We all feel that, guys, and so do I. So thank you guys so much for supporting that. Like I said, story time, season three. I want to start doing these remastered, redone, because some of the first ones were filmed on a fucking iPhone 6. They were not done well. There was no good audio. I had no mic. We were using a boom mic, shotgun mic, no padding on the walls. It just sounded like your first rap album. It wasn't good.
You know what I mean? It sounded like this.
So we are in this actual story time room. We have a room dedicated to just telling story time. So we are in the room. I'm with Marty. We got some joints. We got some water. We got some time. And here we go, guys. This is going to be the very first time we are redoing story time. And this is for audio. There's no camera. We're not filming this. This is just for audio for you to listen to it on the road. That's really what it is. Story times. If you love movies, you love stories. And if you love listening to podcasts, you love stories too, because that's the main drive for podcasts. Storytelling, relatability, riffing, ranting, friends. I love podcasts. I love that. So if you're here, thank you for being here for the long ass intro. So I'm going to get straight into this, guys. This is the very first story time I ever did. I filmed this on my phone by myself. And it's called Hard Drug Confessions. So I'm from Merced, California, and it's the home of meth. So it's only right to start off the very first redone story time doing Hard Drug Confessions Part 1. And I'm not going to give you all the stories, because in some of these story time episodes on the Dope as Yoli channel, you can check it out, the links below. I usually tell 3 to 5 stories per topic. But this one, I'm going to give you one story, full detail, just... Here we go. I'm just excited to have a mic that you can hear me. The first one sounded so fucking stupid, and it sounded like shit. It was echoing. So here we go. First one, Hard Drug Confessions. So I'm lighting this joint up real quick, just so I'm not fucking hacking everywhere while I'm in the middle of the story. Let me light this joint real fast, guys. Sorry. I just ashed on Marty's computer. My bad. There we go. Okay. Now that we got this joint lit, guys, let's get straight into Hard Drug Confessions number one. This story is called The First Time I Smoked Meth. And I say first because it's not the last. Okay. I know I'm laughing. You guys are like, you're a drug addict. Well, fuck you. All right. Fuck you. Start off with that. If you don't like it, you can easily swipe this motherfucker out. You don't have to listen to me. Fuck you. So here we go. Hard Drug Confessions, first time I smoked meth. So let me give you the backstory, guys. Like I said, I'm from Merced, California. If you're from a small town, a drug-filled town, what is there to do? You have kids, you do drugs, and that's fucking it. There's nothing. If you're from a small town, you know I'm not lying. So Merced is no different. What did I do when weekends? I'm just into high school. I was 14. It was 10th grade. I'm a year behind, so I was 14 in the 10th grade. I probably just turned 15 right when this happened. So let's just say... I'm on the verge of being 15, okay? So just to give you a little perspective. And right now, I know I look like a little baby, but I'm 31 and I look like a kid. So imagine me at 14, 15, I look fucking nine. So imagine a little 9-year-old long hair in this situation. I want you guys to remember, I would look like a baby. So when this happens, it's so much fucking funnier. Okay. To me, at least, seeing a kid get fucked up. All right, here we go. So I have this friend. I live on 6th Street, and 6th Street is all the way on the bad side of town. I have a friend named Nathan Gomez. Nathan lives across the street from the high school, across the street from me and Ed's, where I would in the future start selling weed out of the fucking pizza spot. But as of now, Nathan lives by the high school. His mom's a paramedic. So his mom works night 48 hours. They call him like 2 days or some shit. So she'll be gone for the whole weekend. So what does that mean if you're a high schooler and you do drugs with your friends? You got a spot to do drugs at. You now have a spot to get fucked up and fall asleep. You don't have to worry, run from cops, nothing. So we go to Nathan's every fucking weekend. No miss. No miss, guys. Every weekend we are at Nathan's fucking house. So here it comes. It's just dudes, you know, pothead kids. There's never girls there unless one of your friends has a girlfriend. When you're a pothead and you're just like, you're those kids, you're not like bagging girls and shit. So you guys already know me. You guys already know that type of kid. So that's the type of kids we were. So there was like rarely any girls over there. The reason I bring that up is Nathan decided to invite people from school. Usually it's just our crew, our little hangout homies of like 8 people. We all throw in on weed and beer and coke and fucking drugs, and we all do them together because we're all poor. So we're trying to like throw our money together to get, yo, if we get an 8th, we get an extra 0.4. What are you doing? Let's put it together. You guys know the struggle. So we're at Nathan's house. I mean, we're at school, and Nathan tells me I invited some people. And in my head, you know, like the place you chill, like, hey, that's our place. Why are you bringing other people there, man? That's like where we chill. They're going to fuck up the spot, and they're going to come over all the time, and we can't hang out there. You guys know what I'm saying. So show up to Nathan's Friday night, and there are so many motherfucking people there. So hold on. Let me tell you how I get there. First time I ever got in a taxi. Me and this guy, Ramon, I used to be friends with, he lived on 7th Street. Or 8th Street. So he lived right down the street. Me and him went half on a taxi to Nathan's house. And it cost us like $8. And that was expensive as fuck back then. So we have a 1/5 of gin. Ramon just happened to steal it, I think, from his aunt. He has a 1/5 of gin. Knockoff brand. Garbage. But you know, as a kid, if it gets you drunk, you will drink that shit. It doesn't matter about the brand or the bitters. And what kind of ice did you use? And that shit don't fucking happen when you're 15 and you're poor. So he had that, and I go, what are we going to mix it with? And he said, oh, I got Kool-Aid packets. And I said, fuck yeah. I hope he's got sugar. Because if not, we're drinking some whack-ass gin and horrible-ass Kool-Aid. Sorry, I got off topic. Let me hit this joint. Damn it. For everybody driving, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I rant a lot, all right? Here we go. But you're going to – I hope some of you guys end up sitting in your work parking lot just to finish this story. That's how intense it's about to get. So – I remember all of it. We pay the taxi guy. We get out. Ramona has the 1/5 in his backpack. We start walking across the street to Nathan's apartment complex. The gate that's usually open is locked, so we had to walk all the way the fuck around. I remember everything. We had to walk all the way around the block. We get there, and there's like 10 fucking girls there I recognize from school. There's older kids. They're like seniors there. Remember, I'm 14, just went on 15 probably. I'm a year behind. So when I see 18-year-olds there, I'm like, yo, Nathan, these fools are going to like make it their spot. What are you doing? Why did you invite these people? So I'm there. I'm not mad or anything. I'm just inside like, dude, don't blow up the spot. Cops are going to call too many people. Anyway, I'm just saying it because you guys know what I mean. So the night's going on and I'm drinking gin, not really drunk yet. And I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes back then still. So I got my cigarettes that I fucking got my uncle to buy for me. I'm drinking, I'm having a good time, and there's a bunch of older kids around. So, you know, when you're, like, not a cool kid, you know what I mean? Like, I played football, I sold the weed, but I'm not the cool guy. Like, you have to, like, love the movie Step It Up and shit back then and fucking love Chris Brown to be the cool kid. And that just wasn't me back then. I was not that kid. I listened to fucking CKY and did drugs with my friends, and I was that Mexican kid. So, I'm there, and I go in the backyard because everybody's chilling. There's a house full of people. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go in the backyard. I'm going to smoke some weed. I weed in my pocket. And plus, there's so many people back then. If you got a little bit of weed, you don't tell everybody you got a little bit of weed because it's all gone. You smoke bowls with your best homie. You're like, yo, I got some weed. Come on, go to the backyard. So I go in the backyard. And there's a dude named Ryan. I've known him my whole life. Not Ryan, one of my best friends. You guys will hear him a lot more. This is Mexican Ryan. This is a little Mexican Ryan. Tall white Ryan's my good friend. So little Mexican Ryan's in the backyard with this fucking girl. I know her. She's a nice girl. But fuck you after this bullshit. Her name's Jennifer. They're sitting there smoking out of a weed pipe. Sounds great to me. I'm drinking. I got some cigs. I got some weed. Let me use your pipe. So I said, yo, let me hit that. It's just them in the backyard. Remember this, guys. It's just them in the backyard. So thinking about it now, this shit is so fucking stupid. Where are the parents at? For real? Why didn't anybody punch me in the face? So I'm like, yo, let me hit that. I got weed. I'll pack it after. And she goes, I don't know if you want to hit this. And I'm like, and Smokey and Friday, I've been smoking since I was two. I'm like, bitch, yes, I do. Like, let me hit that. And right when I light the lighter, listen to this lighter lit. You hear that lighter? Right when you hear that sound, right when that lighter lit, I put it to the bowl and I started roasting that shit. Cause I'm like, yo, I want to get high. I got weed to pack. I'll pack a whole other bowl. You know, remember back then when packing a full bowl was like a big thing. You know what I mean? Marty's shaking his head right now. Yeah. It was like, damn, you packed the whole thing. Corner that shit. Don't hit the whole bowl. Don't kill the whole thing. Do grains, bro. Half and half. So I'm roasting it. As I roast it, Jennifer just says, calm down. Don't hit it so hard. And revert right back to Friday. Smoking since I was two. And I was like, I gave her the look like, bitch, shut the fuck up. And Ryan's smiling at me. And I'm like, why is Ryan smiling like that? And then I'm hitting it harder. And then she goes, it's a cabbie. And in my head, I say, I don't know what the fuck that means. My face in reality looks at Jennifer and says, bitch, what the fuck does that mean? That's the look I get, like, huh? And I go to hit the weed. And as I let it out, I'm like waiting for my smoke to come out. And there's no smoke coming out. And about halfway through my breath, this big fucking thick ass cloud of dragon smoke comes out of my mouth. And I know I'm looking at it like, yo, that shit does look like a white cloud. You know what I mean? When you like vape smoke, you know how e-cig vape smoke, the big modded vapes have like thick, thick white cloud. That's the kind of smoke that came out. If you smoke weed out of a bowl, you don't get those kind of clouds often. You know what I mean? So when I saw it, I went, what the fuck? And as I said, what the fuck? As I said, fuck. She goes, there's meth on it. So I blow my smoke out and I go, she says, there's meth on it. And I can hear it in slow-mo because I can hear it, like my whole future just being formed. Like, you're going to live on the streets just like your fucking cousins. I'm like, no, please. And I look at her and go, what do you mean there's meth on it? She goes, I told you it was a cabbie. And I scream, what the fuck does that mean? It means there's meth on top of it. And I look at her and I go, how the fuck would I know what that means? I don't smoke meth. And then I kept thinking, bitch, we're like 14, 15 years old. Why? First off, why do you even have a sack of meth? Bitch, it's Friday. We were just in algebra. And now you're out here smoking meth at Ryan's with at Nate's with Ryan. You're fucking tripping. Ryan just starts laughing, giggling. I didn't know you like to get wet. And I go, that's for PCP, stupid. And I'm just like, I'm standing there. I'm trying to hold my anger back. Like, I don't want to punch both of them. She's a girl, I shouldn't hit her. I really wanted to knock her the fuck out. I wanted to punch Ryan in the face, but it wasn't his fucking fault. It wasn't his weed. It wasn't his meth. So nothing's happening. I don't feel weird yet. And then seconds later, my like head started feeling like it was expanding. I don't know if you've ever felt that. Like, you know, when mushrooms, when you eat a lot of mushrooms, you're just about to start peaking and your head feels like it's starting to like boo, starting to get bigger. And like Mr. Mackey when he smokes fucking PCP or whatever in South Park. That's exactly how I felt. I felt big headed. I didn't even pack a bowl. I turned around. This all happened in 30 seconds, guys. I went out to have fun. 30 seconds later, my whole life has changed. The whole path is now different. I walk back in and there's a bunch of people that I don't hang out with all the time. And I am now on meth. I walk in. I tell my homie like, yo, what the fuck's going on? I start telling him, he goes, bro, tell me you're lying. Dude, I just smoked fucking meth for the first time. This is some bullshit. And everyone just thought it was really funny. And I didn't think that was funny. Everyone thought it was funny. And I realized, like, yo, you guys are all bad friends. Every fucking one of you are bad friends. And I started drinking more and more and more tequila. I mean, tequila, gin, and clear Kool-Aid. By the way, clear Kool-Aid, it's just tropical, all right? It's the mystery flavor packet. It's just tropical. Fuck that shit. It's trash. And I went inside. I drank. I felt like I wasn't drunk anymore. Like the drinks weren't hitting me. I started power smoking cigarettes in the front of Nathan's apartment. I mean, chain, back to back. You know when you smoke a cigarette and you light the next cigarette with the end of your cigarette you just finished? Power smoke. I was chain smoking. I was outside. I started to feel like I was just panicking. I was panicking. I'm like, oh, am I going to be up for 2 days? Oh, my God. Am I going to be addicted? Like, what's going on? I know my dad smokes fucking meth and crank and shit. My mom used to smoke that shit. My fucking uncle smoked it. I can't be going down the path that these motherfuckers are on. So what did I do? Take a guess. If you're in the car, scream. I'll hear you. Yell it. If you're in the car, yell it. What do you think happened? I hope at least two dudes. You fell asleep. I hope somebody said something. Sorry. Ready? Go. We're back to Merced. I go back inside and I start like feeling a little itchy and I feel like I can't stop moving my body. Like my arms need to, you know, restless leg syndrome. Have you ever had that? That shit's real. I've had it before. It's annoying. It's fucking annoying. So I'm sitting there with restless body syndrome. Just like, oh my God. Is this why you always see people scratching themselves in the store because they're on meth? Yep. That's exactly why motherfuckers are scratching their body all the time. You see motherfuckers scratching? Don't even talk to them because they're going to ask you for something. So I'm like scratching. My extremities are just fucking flailing. Like when you fucking spray a spider, like my whole body's just, it's moving around. And I started feeling sick. I think it's because I started drinking so much gin and shitty clear Kool-Aid. And I was moving around, power smoking cigarettes, and I was, you know, on meth. Nathan is with some girl. Like I said, remember, we're not like, we're those kids. Like, there's a girl here? Who? Why? It's usually just all those dudes. So Nathan's with some girl, so I don't want to bother him. And he's in his mom's room. I guess his mom's at work, and his mom has a big-ass bed. So he's in his mom's room laying down with this girl. But to get to the backyard where I accidentally smoked the meth, you got to walk through Nathan. It's an apartment. You have to walk through his mom's room, sliding glass door. You have to. His room is only a window. You can't get to the like back patio. So I have to continuously, I mean, if you want to go outside, you have to walk by Nathan trying to bang this girl. I know they're just sitting there smoking weed, but he's trying to bang this girl. So I feel sick. Like I want to, like I'm going to throw up. I think it's the movements. I don't know what it was. I need to throw up. And I don't, you know, I'm at a party. I don't want everybody to go, oh, Thomas is going to throw up. So I try to like, nah, man, I'm cool. You know, hands in my pockets, like, nah, I'm cool. You know, if I had a toothpick, I'd be chewing on that shit, trying to pretend how fucking awesome I was because I just didn't want anybody to know how sick I felt. So I walk past Nathan, the girl, and they go, he looks at me like, come on, bro, why are you in here? And I look at him like, hey, man, I'm just going to go to the backyard real quick, man. I'm going to take this call. My mom's calling. Everybody's so loud. He goes, oh, okay, cool, cool. So I open the sliding glass door. The second I shut it, you guys ever seen The Exorcist? Remember she starts fucking projectile throwing up? That's a real thing that happens on Earth. That's real. It happens to humans. It's happened to people and happened to me. I closed the door and I threw up like 45 degree angle up. So my puke fountained and it went and I could see it like a whole stick. It was like a cartoon. Like it came out as a hole and it all slapped the ground at the same time. It was disgusting. I started fucking projectile throwing up. Ah! Ah! And I'm trying to keep it quiet because everyone is 30 feet away from me and I don't want them to all come out, especially all the older dudes I don't know. Look at this little kid. Can't even handle it. I'm like, bitch, I got spiked with meth. Fuck you. Also, I don't want everybody to know I'm a meth. So I'm in the backyard. Throwing up. And I'm like, no. I got to clean this. I don't want anybody to know I've been throwing up. You guys have been in this situation. Fuck you. Don't be trying to fucking lie and say you haven't. Every one of you have. So I was trying to hide it, not let anybody know at the party. So what did I do? What did I think was smart? There's no hose. It's a back patio to an apartment. There's 8 feet of, it's a prison cell, you know, with no top. It's just a fucking apartment. We're on the first floor. So it's just a piece of concrete with a little fence and like where cats can slide underneath. You guys know what kind of apartments I'm talking about. So just throw up everywhere. I can't see it. I don't want to turn the light on because then Nathan's going to see throw up all over his mom's back patio. So I think it's real smart. I walk back in like, oh, what's up, man? Like all Luke Perry. Like, yeah, my eyes all squinted. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. Walk by Nathan. The girl and Nathan are looking at me like, the fuck are you doing? And I go, sorry, Nate. And I walk out, go to the kitchen. I get a big ass, a water pitcher, but like a big ass cup with a handle on it. And I fill it with water and I try to tuck it by my left hip behind me. So when I walk back into Nathan's room, when he's on the bed with that girl, he doesn't see it. Cause I want to keep walking through to try to wash that puke off. I don't want nobody to know. So I'm walking with a pitcher by my leg and he looks at me again when I walk in the room, like, why the fuck are you in here twice? He's not mad, but he's looking at me like, Thomas, you are fucking up my night. And I look at him, yo, sorry, Nate, my phone again, you know, sorry. I open the door, go in the backyard. And remember, it's dark. I cannot see. I don't want to turn the back patio light on. So I just start pouring from one corner of the water. And I have my phone, so I turn it on. I'm trying to look. This is a Nokia phone. There's no flashlight. I'm just using the light of the luminescent light that you get when you type, motherfucker. So, no, it was a Motorola. But it had no flashlight on it. And I'm trying to look under this fucking dim ass light. I'm like a fucking slave inside of a cave. Got no light. I just live here now. And I'm back there trying to just fix the shit. And I walk back in and Nathan starts laughing. And I'm like, thanks, man. Sorry, man. Get off the phone. He laughs at me. She's laughing. And I'm like, do they know? I don't think they know. I walk three times. Three separate fucking water trips. Remember, that was just one. Three different times I got a little pitcher of water by my hip, walked out. There's moonlight backlighting me, but you can't see it because the fence is blocking it, so I can't see the puke. But apparently, the moonlight backlighting me walking out the door, Nathan can just see a big giant pitcher of water in my hand. So the third time I wash down, I come in, and he goes, Thomas, why don't you just get the water hose, bro? You're just taking the cups of pitchers out there. Did you throw up in the backyard? I go, nah, I didn't throw up, bro. I just... what water? I'm like, what? I'm caught and I'm not admitting it. I'm like, nah, man. Nah. So I just leave. I go outside and this guy, Lamont, he's a crackhead now, but Lamont, I'm smoking a cigarette outside with him and he power smokes it. And that's when I realized, like, oh my God, you do a lot of coke, huh? Holy shit. And then that fool's a crackhead. I don't know why I brought that up, but yeah, I was power smoking cigarettes. I felt super sick. I threw up again one more time in the bushes in the front and I actually did fell asleep. Left, just like every other morning, left. Nathan texts me 1 p.m. He just says, hey, thanks for leaving fucking throw up all over my porch or all over my back patio. I woke up to ants everywhere. So apparently ants love meth, coke, and they love meth and clear Kool-Aid because these fucking ants apparently came. He said, Thomas, there was throw up everywhere. All you did was push it in circles. Like it was just swirled everywhere with like you could see where water had cut through the throw up. So apparently I did a horrible job. Nathan found it before his mom got back or else that would have fucking sucked. And that was my first night. Oh, yeah, that was the night I smoked meth by accident. So I got real drunk. Didn't feel the liquor because I was on meth. If you guys didn't know that, meth is stronger than liquor. That's why you can keep drinking when you're on coke because it just keeps you going. For those that have no experience with hard drugs, keep it that way because they're not good for you, but they're fucking fun. But that's how I smoked meth for the first time. And that is episode 1, Hard Drug Confessions. First time smoking meth, little boy, 14 or 15. Sorry, my joint went out. So during the Hard Drug Confessions episode, the first one I did, there's three different stories. There's three different stories. The PCP story. There's other ones. I've done so many drugs. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm cool. I've done it all. No, fuck that. I fucked up enough to where I tried those drugs. Don't try hard drugs. So this is just part one. This is installment one, guys. I hope you liked it. This is a remastered, redone story time for the audio platform. So thank you so much for supporting Dope As Usual. We might throw these on YouTube. You know when rappers are like something something song official audio. I think that's what we're gonna do. But official audio smoking meth. So get ready for that. We might put it on YouTube, but for sure Dope As Usual. You probably listen to this on Spotify or Apple right now. Also, if you got time, if you're on Apple, leave us a review. I really appreciate that. The more reviews you leave, I mean, don't be a dick and be like, yo, this show sucks. Don't do that. I'm saying, like, leave a review. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for watching. This has been the first ever redone, remastered Storytime audio version. Sounds so much fucking better. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you're driving, please be safe. If you smoke meth right now, currently, stop. That's all. That's it. Nothing else. Just stop. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I almost said watching. I've never done just audio. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. If you can, like I said, drop a like wherever you're at. Leave a comment. Just if you don't, still, thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. Marty and I appreciate it. We're on to some more stuff. We're trying to do 2 episodes a week, so we're going to sprinkle these story times in. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Hard Drug Confessions Part 1, Remastered Story Time. I'm Dope Aziola. Have a dope-ass day. Perfect.